Amazing second half performance, Conor. Unfortunately, the result didn't go your way. Can you give it in your words?
Yeah, you know, I don't think there was a whole play in the first half either. Listen, you know, good finish by you. I don't know who scored it, but it was a good finish. Yeah, down to 10 men then. I think, look, effort wise, brilliant from our boys. We just couldn't find the final touch. There was bloody going out scraps, but it just didn't fall for us.
It could have been 3 at half time. There were a couple of lucky escapes, 2 counter attacks, and good save, maybe coming out to narrow the angle that forced the wide as well. Were there alarm bells ringing and having a reset at half time?
Yeah, I think we're down to 10 men. I think you know, we probably got a bit of excited and we probably lost a little bit of organisation. But listen, you know, we did kind of get away with getting in 1-0, to be honest, by the end of the first half. I think we sorted that at half time, and the boys managed it well in the second half.
You were all over them in the second half. I mean, Daniel was terrorising them down the left wing. He had a shot cleared off the line. I think Oran Crowe had a shot headed off the line by the same guy, McHale. It was just not going to be your night, maybe.
Yeah, maybe not our night, but it probably looked like it was going to be Dundalk's night as opposed to not our night, if that makes sense. Yeah. I think they're defended unbelievably well, and they've done that in both games that they've played. And look, I think you can see why they're favourites for the league, and they're favourites for a reason, you know. So look, when you put in a performance like that, they're well on their way to probably ending up where we think they will.
There was a fearlessness, though, about Kerry, I think, from the beginning, that you weren't intimidated by this team with so much experience and a pedigree of Dundalk. And the way you went at them in the second half, and here we are, third game in, and we're, despite the defeat, we're talking very positively.
Yeah, look, it was again, performance wise, again, to the lads, we just said there, like, you can't question or doubt the effort. Like, it's, you know, they've put everything on the line. They've you know, pushed every angle they could go to try and score, but they just, yeah, like that, sometimes it just doesn't go in. That's part of football. Listen, it feels like it's a bad one for us tonight, but I'm sure down the line we'll be the ones where it hits the net somewhere down the line for us.
Arsenal are crying because they don't have a striker. You didn't have Ryan Kelleher tonight. Maybe a lot of those balls in, he was the man to have in that place.
Potentially, look, that's part of football. Listen, we've got Abel out as well, and you know, like, they've got a few boys out. So look, that's part of it. Players get injured, and you know, you need to. That's the point of having a squad. So listen, I think Luke came on there as well. Nate was up there. They did well, Nathan at the bar. But listen, I think it was just one of those nights where we huffed and puffed. But I think we put God Almighty out there, it wouldn't have been.
Dare I ask, some of the huffing and puffing led to some punishment on the sideline. Can you outline maybe what went on there?
Yeah, Lozzie, it was a second yellow card. Look, I think it was harsh. We spoke to the referees after and the officials, and it was more of a misunderstanding than anything. Chris was up to do his set pieces for a substitution, and he kind of turned the fourth wheel, turned on, Chris was standing, and he said he should be sitting down, but he was doing his set pieces. Like, so, look, we spoke to the officials, and look, there's no major trouble.